Whatever it is that's supposed to be mine. We have mind, the body. Manasha means mind. Deho means this body. Between the two, that's the self. And geha means home. My mind, my body, my home. Jyoti Chumo, whatever I might have, Arpidu Dwapade Nandakishwa. I offer that at your lotus feet. Nandakishwar. Nandakishwar is Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. Materialist. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Idam Maya, what is that? Maya Labdham. Idam Adya Maya Labdham, Idam something, Mane Manovatam. Imam Papye Manovatam. Let's see. Idam Asti Idam Api Me Bhavishti Punadhana. Idam Adya Maya Labdham Imam Prapsye Manovatam. Idam Asti Idam Api Me Bhavishti Punadhana. This is the demonic mentality. Now, today, I've gotten this much, and I'll get more, manoratam, according to my schemes and plans. Idam adya maya labdham imam prapsye manoratam. Idam asti idam api me bhavishyati punardhanam. I've already got so much money, and I'll get more money also. This is the materialistic mentality. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. I'm in charge. I'm the enjoyer. I'm meant to enjoy all this. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham. I'm very perfect. And balavan, powerful. And sukhi, happy. Itya jnana vimohita. In this way, they're bewildered by illusion. But a pure devotee is thinking that whatever is supposed to be mine, I offer to your lotus feet, Nandakishwara. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna. And the pure devotee thinks that my possessions and my body and my mind, they're all meant to be offered. Krishna says, Bhumira ponalo vayu kam mano buddhirelacha ahankara mitiyam me vinna prakatirasya. These are all Krishna's energies. The body, the mind, our stuff, it all comes from Krishna's energy, so it belongs to Krishna. Therefore, it should be offered to Krishna. Sampade vipade jivane manane. Sampade vipade means whether there's fortune or misfortune, and jivane manane, life or death. Dai mama gena tva o paradvaram. I have no problem. Because I've accepted shelter of your lotus feet. If there's good fortune, that's all right. And if there's misfortune, that's not a problem. For the materialist, misfortune is a catastrophe and good fortune is also a catastrophe. He'll misuse it. And jivane marane. Again, death is a catastrophe, and his life is also a catastrophe. Therefore, Prabhupada cited jivava marava na jiva na mara. For the butcher don't live and don't die. It's either way is horrific. And Jipava Marova for the devotee, live, die, doesn't matter. Jivane Maran, even Prabhupada, well, he wanted to go circumambulate Govardhan Hill in his last days by taking the bullet cart. They said, Prabhupada, if you do that, you'll die. Prabhupada said, I won't die, I'll live. He said, anyway, if I die, that's expected. And if I live, then it's wonderful. So jivane marane, either way, for the Krishna conscious person who's surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna, there's no difficulty. Marobi rakobi jo ichcha tohar. You can kill me or you can keep me going. Jo ichcha tohar, as you like. That's a fact anyway. Whether I surrender or I don't surrender, that's a fact. Like Krishna can kill me at any moment. Or if Krishna wants to protect me, he can protect me. Whether I'm a demon or a devotee. So I might as well be a devotee and admit that it's all in the hand of Krishna. I'm thinking something that it's all up to me. But when fate ordains, you can't live for another second. And if fate ordains, nothing can kill you. So it's not in my hand. Fate means finally the hand of Krishna. So the materialist is thinking, no, somehow by my doctors, by my bodyguards, by my this, by my that. But pure devotee just surrenders, as you like. Keep me going or kill me. Nitya dash prati tva adhikar. Adhikar means right or that to which one is entitled. You're entitled to do as you like. You can kill me or you can keep me going. I'm your servant. Prabhupada tells the story about one dog. That there was some dog who was in the house, and his job was to protect the baby. And somehow the people went out, and when they came back, they saw the baby was gone, and there was blood everywhere, and the dog also had blood all over him. So the man saw that now this baby, the dog has killed the baby. So he took out his gun and aimed it. The dog just looked at him. And he shot the dog. And by hearing the sound of the blast, some animal, fox or something, ran away. And they heard the baby crying under the bed. So the dog had saved the baby, but when the master was prepared to kill him, the dog didn't protest. All right, shoot me. I'm your dog. So, of course, Krishna, one of the benefits of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that you don't have a propensity to make mistakes. So better to be under the protection of Krishna than some imperfect person or some rascal. Prabhupada told the other story about Marichi. Ravana told him that this is the plan, that I want to kidnap Sita, so you take the form of a golden deer and distract Ram, and while he's gone, I'll kidnap Sita. So Marichi protested that if I do that, Ram will kill me. And Ravan answered, if you don't do it, then I'll kill you right now. So then Marichi said, well, then better to be killed by Ram than a rascal like you. So the devotee surrenders to Krishna. As you like, you can do with me whatever. But my business is to serve, and your business is to be the master. So that's our relationship. Janmalvi Vai Ichcha Jaditor Bhakta Grihe Jani Janma Alvor. So if it's your desire that I take birth again, that's also alright. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mama Janmani Janmani Shure Bhavatad Bhaktir Hoitaki Tvayi. So if you like, I can take birth again, but Bhakta Grihe Jani Janmahava. You kindly let it be in the house of a devotee. Then there'll be kirtan, little prasad also, everything Krishna Katha. To be in the home of a devotee, even as an ant, even as a tick-tick lizard, any birth in the home of a devotee, that will be all right. Kita janmahau jata dva das bahirmuk brahma janme nahi ash. If I have to have kita janma, kita means a little bug, or here it says a worm. So, yeah, to be born as a worm, as a devotee, that's all right. If I get to be a devotee in any species of life, that's all right. But bahirmukha brahma janme nahi ash. I wouldn't want to be a non-devotee brahma. Even if I had a post as good as the post of Brahma, that's not desirable if I'm not engaged in devotional service. Of course, Brahma is not Bahirmukh, he's a devotee. But I wouldn't want even the biggest position in the material world without devotional service. Better to be the tiny creature engaged in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti mukti spriha vihin jay bhakta labhaite tako shanga anurakta. Bhakti mukti spriha. Spriha means aspiring, desiring, going after. Bhakti mukti. Bhakti mukti means, bhakti means sense gratification. And mukti means impersonal liberation. The materialists are generally after sense gratification, and the impersonalists are sick of sense gratification, so they want to become God, or they want to become void, or they want to become as good as void, impersonal. So, bhakti mukti spriha vihin je bhakta. If there's some devotee who's free from those desires, labhaite tako shanga anurakta, then let me have the company of such a devotee. That's the real desirable goal. Janaka janani daita tanoi prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamoy. The janaka means father, janani means mother, daita means lover. What is that? Madhava Daite? Hmm? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiti. So Daiti means lover. Daita and Tanai. Tanai means son. Prabhu, the master, guru, spiritual master. Prabhu means Lord, or Prabhu means husband also. Pati means husband. So Prabhu, Guru, Pati, Tuhu, Sarvamo, you're everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. Actually, the mother is nothing but Krishna. The father is nothing but Krishna. The husband or lover or son or a grandfather, they're nothing but Krishna, because they're Krishna's energy. Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaham. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm the father, pitaham, asya jagato, of the whole world. Mata dhata pitamaham. I'm the mother, I'm the maintainer. Mata dhata pitamaham. I'm the grandfather. So actually, there's only Krishna, who is manifest everywhere by his different energies. So Krishna, and Krishna, the personality of Godhead, the pure devotee, mother, father, he's ready to give up everyone for the service of Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Kohe Shuno Khan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh Krishna, Shuno, just listen. Radha na tuho tuhu hamara puran. Oh Radha Nath, tuhu hamara puran. You're my life and soul. In this way he completes the song. So, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking from realization. He was completely engaged in that way in Krishna's service, although in householder life, where the tendency is to be involved in one's own comfort, to be affected by the illusion that this is mine, and this is mine, and this is for my enjoyment, and this is my security, and this is this. These are my children, this is my wife, this is... But he dedicated his full energy for the service of Krishna. Another song? Yeah. Questions? Yeah? Excuse me, you want to sing? Okay. Sing.
I'd like to sing Sri Nam Kirtan, page 50, the song. Could we have the Redanga and the Kartals on this side?
Okay, they're taking over. Give them everything.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. Hare Rama.
Going to explain. I am. Amala Harinama Miya Vilash. The pure Amala means pure, no dirt. There's some soap powder in India, I think. Amala soap powder?
Nirmal
means the same thing. No dirt. Amala Harinam. There's no contamination. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Avinnata Namanamina. No difference between the holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitana Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Avinnata Namanamina. And the Krishna, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says that God has no name, Anama, but he has names in terms of his pastimes. So all of these names of Krishna, they're all in relationship to his transcendental pastimes. So the advantage of Krishna consciousness is that we're coming in touch with the personality of Godhead. The auspicious sound of the conch shell. So the advantage of Krishna consciousness is that we're coming in touch with the personality of Godhead, with realized in terms of his form, qualities, pastimes, associates, abode. Not a vague, impersonal, dull conception of God, but God realized in terms of his transcendental activities in relationship with his pure devotees, Yashomati Nandana, Yashomai, Mother Yashoda. So Krishna, this is unknown elsewhere, that Krishna has become, God has become the son of his devotee. Pitaha Masya Jagato, he's the father of the whole universe, but he's the son of Yashodamayi, Yashomati Nandana. This is Krishna. He's full of pastimes in Vrindavan. Rajavara Nagara, he's the hero in Vrindavan. And Gokula Ranjana Kana. He's Gokula Ranjana. He's the source of pleasure for all of Gokul. In this way, he has so many transcendental pastimes. And the whole world can be attracted to Krishna in terms of his pastimes. Therefore, we're distributing Krishna's pastimes in the form of Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam. People will be naturally attracted. Who was such a fool that he wouldn't be attracted by these wonderful activities of Krishna? when we're having festivals, they're in terms of Krishna's pastimes. The Ratiyatra festivals, Krishna's pastime, it's also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. And there are so many festivals. In Los Angeles, when the temple in the present location was newly established, they were having festivals, Sunday festival, but naturally Janmashtami festival. But Prabhupada said that we can have a festival every week. Different festival, not simply Sunday feast, come and eat. But in relationship to Krishna, there's so many different pastimes. His pastimes as Damodar, his pastimes with the Kaliya serpent, his pastimes with the gopis, his pastimes with the cowherd boys. There's so many things. Krishna's always up to something. And all of his pastimes are attractive. He's swinging with the gopis. He's so many ways lifting Govardhan Hill. So these activities are all attractive, and if we celebrate these activities in the sense of celebrate means glorifying these activities and bringing people in touch with these activities, then people will naturally be attracted. Everyone has an eternal relationship with Krishna. Shravanadi Shruta Chitte Kuriya Yudha. And by hearing, by chanting, then it will be revived, it will come out. It's not, Prabhupada had that confidence that Krishna consciousness is in the heart of everyone. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kavar. It's there. Therefore our movement is successful, or it's spreading in America, in China, in Russia, in Iran, all sorts of places, because it's in Africa. It's not dependent on some cultural context or some material circumstances. Krishna is there in everyone's heart, and when we hear the transcendental vibration of the holy name of Krishna, and hear about his qualities and activities, then the heart is gradually cleansed. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta. The heart becomes cleansed, and when it's fully cleansed, because Amala Harinam, the holy name is pure, so when we come in touch with the holy name, the heart becomes cleansed. And when the heart is fully purified, one is situated in love for Krishna. So this is our business, to spread this Krishna consciousness everywhere. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had that confidence that if we distribute the holy name of Krishna, that one day people from all over the world will take to this chanting. The philosophy is there, the chanting is there. If it's distributed, people from everywhere will take to it. And they'll also come to Sri Dhammayapur and chant the holy name of the Lord. We had that confidence, and now it's proven to be so. So the same principle applies. Prabhupada, when he started his mission, he sent people places. He sent those householder devotees to London, Gurudas and Jamuna, Shamsundar and Janaki, and Mukunda and Janaki, and Shamsundar and Malati, sent them to London, and they became famous. By chanting Hare Krishna, they became famous all over the world, actually. People, I saw you in London. So many people became attracted. Similarly, Prabhupada sent one boy, Krishnadas, to Germany. He was like, how old was Krishnadas? Like 17 or something? 16?
Shivananda, too.
He was very young. Shivananda. He was first with Shivananda Prabhu, right. And then Krishnadas came after that. So Shivananda Prabhu was like 19? 19 Shivananda Prabhu was. So he just sent him to Germany. Actually, the story was that the Vietnam War was going on, so they were drafting people. But if you were out of the country, they couldn't get you. So this solved two problems at once. It got him out of the military and got him in the middle of a country that needed Krishna consciousness. And it happened. The people started, you know, you start small and it gets bigger and then it gets bigger and pretty soon it's everywhere. So in that way I saw many times that Prabhupada would request people that you go open a temple. Your name is such and such. Now open a temple in such and such place. Prabhupada did that. In one time in New York, he said, I want every one of my disciples to open a temple. And Rukmini asked, even the girls? Prabhupada said, why not? Actually that's a fact. Now it's like, you know, you have to be, at least you have to have 25 years of experience and you have to have been through this course and that course and, you know, get the signature of 17 GBC men. Then you can open a temple. But Prabhupada just threw people out and said, go do something. You know, these young people that we have here in Mayapur, Prabhupada was sending people their age, go out and start something. So Prabhupada wasn't for having us sit on our butts. Go out, chant Hare Krishna, and say something, Jai Dako Tayaka Krishna Pradesh, and people will respond. There are devotees planted all over the world waiting to become Krishna conscious. What is that? Purvadaihika. They somehow started Krishna consciousness in their previous life. They didn't finish it. So now they have to, they'll be attracted again to the same principles because this is where they left off. They just need some association to get, what do they say, kick-started? They just need some association to get energized. They'll also take to Krishna consciousness. So for that reason, devotees have to travel all over the world and just chant Hare Krishna, speak about Krishna. You don't have to do something extraordinary. If you just do that much, it will work. It's not that we have to invent something spectacular, something innovative, something unheard of. If we follow this simple program, chant Hare Krishna, speak about Krishna, then serve Krishna, distribute Krishna prasada, people will think this is the greatest thing. I was looking for something like this. And they'll take to it. Everyone can do this. Simply chanting Hare Krishna. Jamuna, Prabhupada, Prabhupada had so many engagements, Prabhupada would have her chant. Her singing was very much appreciated. Prabhupada said, Jamuna's become more famous than the river Jamuna. So there's so many, it's not like Jamuna was the last one, you know, that since like 1972 she was the last person, the last girl who could chant. But all of the ladies who have such nice voices and chant the Hare Krishna very nicely, go out and chant. People will think, wow, you know, Madonna's nothing. They'll be attracted. This is, you know, that's a lousy vibration. This is nice. Where did you learn this? Where did you learn these songs? Where did you learn to sing this? Oh, it's so nice. People will be attracted. And then you teach them and they'll go out and chant and people will come and say, oh, this is so nice. Where did you learn this? Evam prampra praptam. This is how it's not meant to be bottled up. It's not meant to be static. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had that vision. He was sending books all over the world. You know, just as they say in journalism, on spec. On spec means just on speculation. You just send an article to some magazine and hope they publish it. That's called on spec. So on spec, just, you know, he was just sending book out. Didn't even know if anyone would read it, whose hands it would end up in, what would happen. But something will happen. Because Krishna has transcendental potency. The message of Krishna has transcendental potency. If we send it out there, something will happen. And if you don't send it out there, nothing will happen. That much is sure. You go out and try something, something may or may not happen, but if you sit on your butt in the temple, nothing will happen. Or if you're sitting at home, simply cooking and eating, nothing will happen. But by some risk, let me try something, then wonderful things can happen. It's not limited to, you know, up till 1977, wonderful things could happen. And now, wonderful things can't happen anymore. So we just have to kind of like, just kind of sit it out. And, you know, that's it, kind of. I don't know. Never missed it all. But everything is there. And if when we take the initiative, it will act. The young people should be encouraged. They go out and, you know, do this. It's not that you have to go out and learn engineering and get become a slave for some corporation, or become a, you know, a highly qualified shudra. You can go out and do something revolutionary. Go out and do something revolutionary. Create a revolution in the misdirected world civilization. And the older devotees also, the older married couples, it's not that they have to just sit in their house and look at one another till they die. They go out and do something, and they'll get new life and inspiration. They'll get new life and inspiration. And then they'll die. Everybody has to die, but before we die, we might as well do something and have some, well, to lack of a better word, fun. You know, get something going, inspire something, become inspired, and then die. Death is sure, but before we die, we should do something. And the married couples who are not old, they also can do something. It's not that they're condemned to humdrum existence. They can do so much for spreading Krishna consciousness. And of course the brahmacharis are free. They're meant for this only. But the summary is that everybody should chant these wonderful holy names of Krishna and distribute this chanting, and then they'll be happy and they'll make others happy. Simple, simple formula. Hare Krishna.
I was wondering if you could explain this the situation Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had. We think we have help in the world.
What did you say? I'm not the only guy around here. But you have to put it a little closer.
The situation was the Vaishnavas had a very bad reputation. They were considered to be less intelligent, not very elevated, kind of like low class. They were not educated people, and they were not learned. And so. So then.
Yeah, that's okay.
So then he had a lot of obstacles to overcome in spreading Krishna consciousness. He had hardly any association. All the exalted Vaishnavas were like in hiding, like in places like Vrindavan and Sasana Navadvip. The population was, the Vaishnavas was very, very few. Everyone was into mainly Smarta. You know, strictly following, you know, Vedic rules, regulations, and worshipping the demigods for material gain, and so on and so forth. So he had to overcome a lot of obstacles, a lot of hurdles, to spread Krishna consciousness. But and so we're like indebted to him and his endeavors for what we have today, that now it's being spread like all over the world. It's a household name. He's the person who instigated the chanting of the holy names, and he was very difficult to even find the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It took him a long time to even find it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like some obscure personality that no one ever even heard about. That's how quickly things happened in this world. It was only, when he was here, it was only 400 years or 380 years ago. Or, you know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, chanted the holy names, invented himself, and Navadvip, and went all over India and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. And then, in the course of time, it got forgotten. Similarly, like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, you know, that I imparted this, you know, science to the sun god. And in due course of time, it was, you know, the chain was broken. So similarly, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, things just happened. Things got degraded. And Vaishnavism was just like so obscure, and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and revived it. And he prayed for a ray of Vishnu. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta appeared in his family. And then he created 64, opened 64 mosques all around India, thousands of disciples. And Srila Prabhupada came from him. And he went all over the world at a very advanced age and opened 108 temples. And from Srila Prabhupada, so many qualified individuals are now taking up this process of Krishna consciousness and giving it to others. And it's we're all indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who like started the ball rolling like a snowball. And then after when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, it had become forgotten, and then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur started it going again.
Who else wants to speak something?
Can you explain, Maharaj, what is the connection between Jagannath Das Babaji and
Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
I asked Srila Prabhupada that once. Early. I don't know how it came to me to ask Prabhupada that, but I did. how the disciplic succession traces from Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Prabhupada simply said he was respecting him as spiritual master. That's all.
Gaura
Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was respecting Bhaktivinoda Thakur as spiritual master.
What is the connection between Jagannath Das Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
He was respecting him as spiritual master. It's not simply by formalities, but it's by dedication, by indebtedness, by in spiritual enlightenment, by connection in Krishna consciousness. So, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj recognized the position of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura and was respecting him as spiritual master. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakura recognized the greatness of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and was respecting him as spiritual master. So therefore we're tracing the line in this way.
Did they get physical association?
Yeah, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was staying here. This is his present group here. He was sometimes staying with Bhaktivinoda Thakura, staying here. Sometimes staying out, different places, so many places, but sometimes here also. So they were, yeah, it wasn't this mysterious otherworldly connection with people departed and existing in previous generations and imagined to be our spiritual master. It wasn't like that. It wasn't something spooky. Yes. All four at the same time.
Yes.
There's a gathering for you. All four in the same place. So it's a very sacred place, very important place for our Krishna consciousness movement. Mm-hmm.
There's the Bhaktivinoda Thakur song that really struck me in a couple ways, and I can say a couple of things about that. For asking you to listen. There's this song that
starts up, Hudila Arana.
And
the last line of the song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in all the 14 worlds, there's nothing of value. Nothing of
value but the
holy. So when I chant japa in the morning, sometimes I've actually tried to meditate on that, and it's very powerful to think that this activity of chanting, hearing the holy name, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, that nothing else at all has any significance but this chanting, and it really helps you focus on the holy name. I offer that as a japa improvement idea for people who are trying to improve. And the other thing is that he has a very beautiful song, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu, which talks about different items in devotional service, that many of which we practice in our own life, and how he relishes them and experiences ecstasy just when he hears the sound of the mridanga, or when he takes a bite of the prasad of the Lord, he experiences new life, or when he hears the mridanga, his heart for joy. It's very inspiring to appreciate the different devotional activities that he not engaged in by Srila Prabhupada in our daily life. That's my two cents.
Would you like to sing that?
I'm not a singer of bhajans. I know a few Hare Krishna tunes, but if somebody knows that tune, I would need to hear it and hear Maharaj explain it.
Who wants to sing? If it's the same book I have, it's page 52.
deki jivayatana madato shanitani
gula priya shaka seva me jivana sartaka manjivi
gula priya shaka seva me jivana sartaka
Anukul means favorable for devotion. Bhajan anukul. Bhajan means performing devotional service. Anukul means favorable. And pratikul means the opposite, unfavorable. So anukul yasya sankalpa. One should accept what's favorable for devotional service. And pratikul yasya vargina, what's unfavorable, one should give up. This is the beginning of surrender. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking about what's favorable. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. Charana Renu means the dust from the lotus feet of Shuddha Bhakata, a pure devotee of the Lord. One should try to get the company of pure devotees, and one should try to get the blessings and guidance of superior devotees. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukul. And Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi. The perfection of the highest perfection, Parama Siddhi, is Bhakata Seva, to be engaged in the service of the servant of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also presented himself as the Gopi Bharata Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Bhakta Seva Parama Siddhi. The neophyte thinks that, why should I waste time with these devotees? My business is to serve Krishna. But the advanced devotee thinks that my business is to serve the devotees. Then when the devotees serve, Krishna will be more pleased. If we neglect the devotees, it's said that a person who worships the Lord while neglecting the devotees is like a person who is doing a fire yajna and pouring the ghee into ashes. Instead of pouring the ghee into the fire, he's pouring the ghee into the ashes, and that's his auspicious yajna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi, to serve the devotees, is the highest perfection. Prema Latikar Mula. Mula means root. Prema Lata means the... Lata is a... what Prabhupada calls a creeper. I don't know, what do you call creeper? Vines, that's what you call them. We've got this word creeper because Prabhupada used it, but everybody, when we grew up, we called them vines, right? Just trying to remember what they used to be called. Vines. Alright, creepers. Latika, this ending, otherwise it's lata, but latika means very delicate creeper. Latika, latikar. Latikar mula, the root of the very delicate plant of Krishna prema, is found in the service of pure devotees. Madhavatiti bhakti janani. Jatane balana kovi. Madhavatiti means ikadashi. Bhakti janani. The Ekadasi day is the mother of devotional service. And so Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I want to observe that very carefully. Jatane palana. Palana means respecting or keeping. Jatana palana kodi. Prabhupada said these days, auspicious days, are like sails. You know, if a store has a sale, so it's an opportunity to get a bargain. And of course, the regular customers will buy from the store in any case, but it's especially an incentive to those who are not so accustomed. And the regular customers also will get a bargain. So the devotees, they're chanting Hare Krishna all the time, but they especially can take advantage of the special days for increasing the hearing and chanting. here in Mayapur, every Ekadashi, they're doing kirtan till a little extra in the evening. Who's been there for those kirtans, Ekadashi kirtans? Okay, Ekadashi comes up when?
9:30.
Not when the sun comes up, when Ekadashi comes up. It's couple. It's just coming now. Saturday. Next Saturday. So Ekadashi is coming. The program that they're doing in the temple is they sit and they chant and they chant. Last time I missed, but before that, Narugopal Prabhu was leading. And he basically chanted one tune for about 3 hours. One tune, it had 3 or 4 parts to it, but it was basically one tune. And chanting for 3 or 4 hours. And all the devotees were in ecstasy. Pankajangri and Janini Vas were dancing, so many devotees were dancing. And others were sitting and chanting. And just no other business. Amala Harinam Amiyavivash. Holy, if you like, you can take advantage of that kirtan, now you know. It's going on. And now the Archie's going on, huh?
Yeah.
So we'll chant some more, huh?
Yes.
You can do some more chanting. Otherwise the words are all there. Everybody can read it, right? You don't need to hear it from me. Yeah? Is that a good proposal?
Yeah.
Kirtan. Good.
जय श्री श्री लो सचिदानंद भक्ति भसन जगन्नाथ बलदा विद्या भूषण गुरु जय श्री श्री लो विश्वनाथ चक्र श्री नरोत्तम श्री जय श्री श्री लो कृष्ण दास दास वृंदावन दास जय श्री सुमनपुर जय श्री बोधमदन राम राम नंदादि गौर शक्ति जय प्रेम सक श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य पौरुणितानंद सियादत गौर भक्त बिंद जय जय श्री अंदादि मायापुर सिमंदादि गौतम जी मंदन दीप कौन होते रीतु दे जल नवर देवराज कृष्ण गौ 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 गौवर्धन दादो जाधु संग्र जमुना श्री गंगा श्री तुलसी महारानी जय श्री श्री नाम श्री भक्ति कृष्ण चैतन्य चैतन्य वैष्णव बिंद जय जय श्री बरजन गौर पात्र केतन जगन्नाथ बलदेव श्रीवर्धन नीताय गौर प्रेमानंद
Maybe now's the time that devotees can go upstairs. Visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhajanguruji upstairs.
It's
closed?
Oh. 10 minutes ago was closed.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, sorry. Thinking that go upstairs.
One thing is that the pranami box is here. Everyone should give some contribution. You should do that. Apart from that, I'm not the management, I just work. Yeah? Darshan is open upstairs.
Oh,
so Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir is it.